Okay, hi everybody. Approaching to the end of Boston. And today I'm going to update the talk I did back in the very prestigious canoe event back in Tokyo. I did a similar talk there. I think most of the guys here in Europe might not be attend that conference. I'm going to repeat it, although it's online. But also, we give some updates since the 2 months talk in the December. Now is 1 month, and then we make it a lot of great progress. So today's talk is all about breaking the record. How do we get RISC-V upstreaming doing better than any other of the ISA and trying to match of the x86 as much as we can. And I'm Yuling, I'm the founder of Deep Computing. So actually, I'm a software guy. Before I earn all my money from software. And I'm VM guy, I'm compiler guy. I put most of the VM from the old day Java VM over to JavaScript to all the Dart, Go, whatever VM, I put most of the stuff. And then also a static compiler guy, familiar with back in the old day, the MIPS compiler called Open64. So I'm the founder of Deep Computing. I found the company, hardware company in COVID. And I'm a very serious software guy. I still understand why Alan Key says that. So I earn all the money from software and losing all in hardware. It's very brutal. So, and I make laptops, RISC-V laptops. So this is the 2003, we make the most expensive RISC-V laptop in the world. Now it's in museums. So it's $5,000, and yeah, we didn't make a lot, but and 100 pieces. Hopefully, it's better than. And then in 2024, I make a very affordable second generation laptop with 8-core, and then a tablet as well. So I start finding out, and the first ever time Ubuntu and Fedora give us support. And that's the beauty of RISC-V. And after a while, I start thinking about, I only care about RISC-V, I don't care about battery, I don't care about screen, I don't care about everything else, keyboard on the hardware. So, but when I do laptop, I start finding out that I lose so much money on the rest of the things, nothing to do with RISC-V. And I start partner with Framework, so they have a booth there, so you can see they have a laptop can support multiple architecture. I think you guys should know about it. If you want to do kernel, you can port all different architecture from x86 to ARM to RISC-V. They one machine, they can support all the architectures with different motherboards. So do take a look. And then